Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Sanchez now playing right field. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gettman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Sanchez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Sanchez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Melvin moves to third. Steve Crawford now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melvin scores. Sanchez scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melvin bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stapleton covering, for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sanchez strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Sanchez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.